Hey, Susie, tell everyone about the Ultimate Opportunity Savings Account.
Listen up, everybody. If you want to start the best savings account out there, all you have to do is go to MyAlliant, Alliant.com, open up an account, put in $100 a month every single month for 12 consecutive months, and guess what? At the end of that time, Alliant will give you $100. And while the money's in there, you're going to be earning about 3%. It is the best way for you to save. And while you're there, why not take the Stay Smart in 24 quiz? Yeah, everybody.
Okay, Susie, are you ready for today's podcast?
Oh, you bet I am, because I'm unstoppable.
I'm unstoppable. I'm a Porsche with no brakes. I'm invincible. Yeah, I win every single game. Mine's so powerful. I don't need batteries to play. I'm so confident. Yeah, I'm unstoppable today.
March 26th, 2023. Welcome, everybody, to the Women in Money podcast. As well as everybody smart enough to listen. This is Susie O here, and today is Susie School. It seems that the last Sunday podcast that I did, Sheila Beer mentioned about whether money market accounts were insured or money market mutual funds were insured. It confused you. And you wrote me and go, what did she say? I didn't quite understand it. So I want to explain to you now the difference between a money market account and a money market mutual fund. First of all, a money market account is usually issued by a credit union and/or a bank. It also usually pays you a higher interest rate than many savings accounts pay you. But in a sense, it is a savings account. It is insured by FDIC for a bank, NCUA for a credit union. So money market accounts are absolutely insured. Got that, everybody? A money market mutual fund is usually purchased via a brokerage firm, and it is not covered by FDIC or NCUA. It is insured by SIPC, S-I-P-C, Security Investor Protection Corporation. Now, this is where a lot of you get confused. How does SIPC actually work? Well, you all know that it will cover up to $500,000 of securities and $250,000 in cash. And in your mind, that means that if you have more than $250,000 in a money market fund, that it will not be insured. Wrong, wrong, wrong. So take out your little Susie notebook here, because this is what you need to understand. A money market mutual fund is a pool of money that all of you invest money in, and you buy shares in that money market fund. It's called a fund, not a money market account. An account is a savings account, a checking account. A fund applies to when you have an investment. A fund is when different people pool their money into this one fund, and you own shares of that fund. Every money market fund issues shares. You invest $10,000 in a money market fund. You own 10,000 shares of that fund at $1 a share. Money market funds, hopefully, their share price or their net asset value, which is what it's truthfully called, always is supposed to hold a $1 value. It doesn't go up and it doesn't go down, hopefully. Except in 2008, with TD Ameritrade, it did go down. When everything was happening, TD Ameritrade's money market fund broke the buck. That is what it's called. That's what you heard me talk about with Sheila last Sunday. Breaking the buck simply means it goes under a dollar a share. Now, listen closely. What that means is this. Let's just say that you decided you wanted to put $500,000 in a money market fund because they were paying you a great interest rate and you could get that money anytime you wanted. So you deposit $500,000 in this fund, and that's all you have at this brokerage firm. That means that you own 500,000 shares at a dollar a share of the money market fund. Now let's say that the brokerage firm goes belly up. Now you're freaked because you know SIPC only covers $500,000 of securities, but only $250,000 of cash. And now you are afraid that you have lost $250,000 in your money market fund. No, you have not. Your money market fund is covered up to $500,000 of SIPC. Why? It's because it's an investment. It is not cash. Notice when they talk about SIPC, they say $250,000 in cash, $500,000 in investments. So you would be covered for 500,000 shares of this fund, and it would be returned to you. However, let's just say that the firm also at that time broke the buck, and now these 500,000 shares are only worth 98 cents a share. You would get your 500,000 shares back, but those shares would only be worth $490,000 at that time. That is why Sheila said last week that you're not always guaranteed to get your money back. You're guaranteed to get your shares back, but not necessarily the cash that you put in now. Chances of it breaking the buck is pretty nil, but you just need to understand how it works. What is $250,000 in cash? Cash is cash. It's somewhere where it's not earning really an interest rate. It's just there. The other day, Colo had a treasury bill that I had purchased for him come due. And he now has $20,000 in cash. When you look online at his statement, it says $20,000 in cash. So cash is cash. A money market fund is shares. And now you know the difference between a money market account and a money market fund. All right. That brings us to the end of this week's Suzy School. Just want to remind all of you, on March 30th, that's this coming Thursday, I am giving a webinar called Prepare for the Financial Climate Change. To absolutely register for it for free, go to suzyorman.com/webinar. It will be at 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. East Coast time. So many people are registering for it. I can't even believe it. We are expecting approximately 50,000 people. So hopefully you will be one of them. So until Thursday, when I'm doing the webinar and another Ask KT and Suzy Anything, there's only one thing that I want you to say every single day, and it is as follows. Today, wherever I go, I will create a more joyful, peaceful, and loving world. And if you do so, what will all of you be? You will be unstoppable. I'm
unstoppable. I'm a butcher with no brakes. I'm invincible. Yeah, I win every single game. Minds are powerful. I don't need batteries to play. I'm so confident. Yeah, I'm unstoppable today.
Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman is acting as a certified financial planner, advisor, a certified financial analyst, an economist, CPA, accountant, or lawyer. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman make any recommendations as to any specific securities or investments. All content contained in this podcast is for informational and general purposes only and does not constitute financial accounting or legal advice. You should consult your own tax, legal, and financial advisors regarding your particular situation. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman accepts any responsibility for any losses which may arise from accessing or reliance on information in this podcast. And to the fullest extent permitted by law, we exclude all liability for loss, damages, direct or indirect, arising from the use of this information. The must-have documents discussed in this podcast are legal documents created by a lawyer and distributed by Hay House.